Welcome to Satsanga Salon, where the inner landscape gets more airtime than the outer one, which honestly seems fair at this point.
Today, we're working through a piece by Purushottama that asks a question most of us quietly carry. If conditioning is everywhere and unavoidable, is there actually a way out? Let's start with that territory.
The premise here is almost vertiginous. Not that we have some conditioning, but that there is no version of a human life that escapes it. Political, religious, cultural, generational. The post maps the full sweep and lands somewhere uncomfortable.
The setup earns that discomfort. After cataloging every flavor of conditioning a person might inherit, the post arrives here. There seems to be no way out of this quagmire.
And that's the real stakes. Not a personal complaint, but a structural diagnosis. If the mind itself is built from accumulated impressions, then thinking your way out just adds another layer. You cannot use the conditioned instrument to uncondition itself.
Which is exactly where the post turns. The mystics, Buddhas, Christs, Zen masters, Krishnamurti, Ramana, Osho, are cited not as authorities to believe, but as a provocation to investigate personally. The move is from received wisdom to direct experiment.
And the experiment has a specific character. This isn't positive visualization or philosophical detachment. It's closer to just staying put.
The post is precise about this. Meditation here means giving a little time and space to have a look at what presents itself, what arises in my inner landscape, and to stay with it totally. Not by thinking about it, analyzing it, judging it, but by being with, unconditionally. No rejection of the uncomfortable, no clinging to the pleasant.
So the way out is in, which sounds like a bumper sticker until you sit with what it's actually asking. It's asking you to watch the machinery without touching the controls.
And the reported result is that the stream of conditioning slowly loses momentum, not through suppression, but through witnessing. Dense matter, as the post puts it, becoming spaciousness. There's also a candid acknowledgement that most people have no interest in this project, because the end of conditioning is, in a real sense, the end of the self built around it.
That honesty is what keeps the whole thing from tipping into prescription. It's offered as a personal discovery, not a mandate.
Exactly. The closing note is that intellectual understanding alone isn't enough. It has to become lived experience, which is the whole point of the experiment.
And if spaciousness is what's on the other side, the question becomes what we do with the quiet once we find it. Conditioning as the water we swim in. And meditation as the first moment you notice you're wet.
That's the thread. Next time, we'll see where the inquiry goes from here.